February 2011, 2013, Planning and Zoning, Planning Commission, Public Hearing, Work Session, order. Ms. Ashley, would you establish a quorum, please?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards is not here. Rick Therese.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Do we need to explain the public next one? Is there nobody here?
I was going to say, I think since we don't have anybody in attendance, or should I?
That we skip that tonight because we all know the proceedings.
Okay.
If you want to put something in record why we didn't do it.
Okay. And I have a second to that.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that's done. Annual review of permits issued. What are we going to do with that?
Well, I sent everybody, everybody received or should have received in their packet a copy of the annual report. And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't really planning to to go through it in detail unless the commission wished to. Really, what I really kind of wanted to discuss, in all honesty, was the year ahead and kind of what we some of the things that the staff wanted to propose for this upcoming year, and also wanted to see if the staff didn't propose any changes at this time, but I wanted to see if the members of the Planning Commission had some amendments that they wanted to consider or things of that nature.
I would move that we accept the year-end summarization as presented.
Second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carry.
Now get on with the discussion.
Well, that's that's easy enough.
Get on your soapbox now, guys.
Well, a lot of these same things honestly appeared in last year's as well, but I'm really hopeful that this next year that we can look at potentially updating the master plan. I'd really like to try to do a lot of this work in-house if we can, or the majority of it. Our current master plan was last updated in 1999, and it's really utilizing the 1990 census data. And so I'm hopeful over the next year that we can update that comprehensive plan, have probably a very generalized future land use map. I don't want anything parcel specific, but something just very generalized as a part of that. The other thing, really the county commission, when I was initially hired, the primary goal that they had for me was to rewrite the regulations. And, of course, in the meantime, we had a flood buyout and a number of other things. And I've begun drafting a new set of regulations. I didn't have it to a point where I was prepared to present it to the Planning Commission in February. But what I'm hopeful of is, and what's been discussed, and is a possible transition to a more traditional form of zoning, where right now we have a western district and an eastern district, and in talking to the county attorneys, they feel that we can actually complete this transition if the commission chooses to do so, via the code amendment process, because basically we would be going from having a western district and an eastern district to having individual districts such as residential, commercial, industrial, and so forth. But I guess as much as anything, I wanted to kind of get the feeling of this group before we look at that, or before we...
I don't like it. I don't like traditional zoning. It don't topographically it don't fit Taney County. Yeah, I've still got a copy of the map. If you don't have one in your office and you want to look at it, and it shows when we went through the master plan before, and everything was in real bright colors right around Branson, and it affected the whole county. And at that time, they told us you couldn't. At that time, our legal counsel told us that we couldn't have two districts. Every county had to all be under one jurisdiction. Now, this is something that happened while I wasn't on the commission, but I don't see how you can have two different jurisdictions for two areas. That is something that is really a question in my mind. And while I'm on my soapbox, I would love to see, because you get different opinion every time you get different counsel, but I would love to see something done with the point system, because it is about the most useless thing for this commission to work with that has ever been thrown at us.
Yep. Is that a state?
No.
That's just something we
dreamed
of.
It's a beer thing when they overturned the planning and zoning in Stone County.
Well, in a lot of it,
Mr. Styron and company went after it.
And one thing is, as far as the districts, I think the only reason that they really proposed more than one district is the statutes that we were formed under speak to having zoning districts, and we just currently have two.
Well, can you imagine traditional zoning, A, B, and C, in Bradleyville?
Yeah, would you actually define that term?
Well, let me kind of explain my thoughts, too.
Okay, sure.
And I mean, because I mean, I'm open, and I know there's going to be disagreements or you know, differences of opinion.
Well, yeah, that's a good discussion.
But
is your mic on, Bob?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. But my hope with this would be, you know, you would basically have agricultural districts, residential, commercial, industrial or manufacturing, and you'd also have the ability to do. And this is one of the things that would give us some flexibility, too, is just like having a planned unit development. And let me kind of explain, and I know you're probably pretty familiar with some of these things, but essentially, if we were to make this transition, The initial zoning map would have to be based on the existing use of the land. And so basically, if it was vacant or if it was agricultural, it would fall initially within an agricultural district. If it was residential, it would fall within a residential district. If it was commercial, of course, commercial district, and so on and so forth. One of the advantages that I see is under the current system, if you have a piece of property and you want to zone it commercial, you really have to have a specific proposal in mind. You don't have the ability just to zone something commercial, for example. And under traditional zoning, you could seek basically, if you had a piece of property, it had highway frontage, and it was felt that was appropriate as a commercial piece of property, you could rezone it commercial. Now, it's my understanding that it's not taxed commercially until it's used commercially, you know, until there's a commercial use, commercial buildings are built on the property. The thing that can allow you a little more flexibility, though, is something along the lines of these planned unit developments, where if you have a development that just doesn't fit within any one district, and we've had quite a few, I mean, honestly, that probably wouldn't, then they're actually seeking approval, much like today, for either a specific use or a specific set of uses, you know, within certain parameters, basically. But like I said, I just wanted to put it out there to see what the feel even was. Normally what you would see with a more traditional form of zoning is still either a special use permitting process or a conditional use permitting process as well, where certain uses would just be allowed within a given district, and certain uses would have to still be approved conditionally, basically.
Via Division 3 permit?
It would be very similar.
Would that still be out there?
Normally, what you would call it is just a rezoning. A Division 3 permit would just normally be called a rezoning. A major subdivision would be a major subdivision.
So what that would do, it would enable the staff to make more decisions if it was without going through the planning and zoning board.
It kind of depends, to be honest with
you.
But
I mean, if it was in the proper location, it would just be an automatic, yeah, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Once, you're right in that if you had a vacant piece of property, it came through the process and was approved C2 commercial. Once it's commercial, there would be a listing of uses that would fall within that C2 zoning designation. And you're really correct. They, at that point, would seek a permit to build something that fell within
those uses.
Now, if it was something that was outside of those uses, they would either have to rezone the property, or they might even have to request something like a planned unit development, where it just, I hate to throw this one out there, but a racetrack is likely not going to fall within any one district. It's probably going to require a planned unit development. But I think as much as anything, it provides a certain level of certainty, like even to real estate professionals. In all honesty, right now, if somebody calls and asks what a piece of property is zoned, pretty much we have to say, well, whatever is on the property is what it's zoned.
And I sat here in this very room in the mid-90s, and the real estate people were just filling the halls and the aisles and the seats, and they wanted rezoning for real estate purposes only. And it was the biggest hullabaloo I ever saw in my life. All they wanted to do, it was opportunists and entrepreneurs, or whatever you want to call them, was wanting to get it zoned commercial so they could sell it for a big price.
Mm-hmm. You had more commission.
It was the biggest mess you ever saw in your life. That's why I'm so against.
So the benefit.
I understand his point. I mean, I'm not. And I won't leave here mad about it to do it.
I'm the same way.
I think it fits Staney County myself.
So the benefits would be that, say, I've got a piece of property out here, whether it's in Bradenville or Branson, and I just want to just go ahead and zone it commercial. But still, I have to pay taxes on it. I don't understand that, why you wouldn't have to pay taxes.
If there's no operating business on it.
Okay.
Yeah, because.
Well, if you put in a subdivision. And you zone it as a subdivision, and you have your lots now, you pay taxes on those a bunch.
And I agree with you. I agree with you there. Exactly.
No, if you don't lot it, if you're in the business, you're going to bust it up in the
lot.
Because there's people over here at Forsyth that seem to want a plat on everything when you sit and start ready to do things.
But it's always been my understanding that the assessor has to base the value of the property on the use of the property, not on the zoning.
Right. There's a lot of argument about that going around out there right now.
So therefore, as it's set up now, even though, well, let's take that little daycare center out there, Kazee Mills, where he was going to zone the whole thing commercial. He wouldn't have to pay commercial rates on that, on the whole property, as is.
It was in different pieces, though, wasn't it? There wasn't just
one
big piece.
He was owning the whole thing commercially.
Yeah, but there were separate
deeds.
Yeah. And
So the one would be commercial, the other one would still be residential or whatever it was.
I don't quite understand the advantage of that.
Well, what that did out there was that driveway went through both parts.
Yeah.
So you had to make both parts in order to make it.
Circle drive.
Well, and the I think as the staff, the other thing that at times, I guess part of it too is there's far fewer judgment calls with the current system, and I'll throw some examples out. You have to make really a judgment as to whether or not something is a change of use.
You have a valid point there.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot fewer judgment calls as well, as far as do you look at it as a change of
nightly rental. We're doing them regular on Tate Road and other places. We don't do them at all. That's a judgment call.
Yeah.
And I think we've made the right judgment, but I mean, that's a good example of what.
Well, and kind of what I was even thinking of is when it's been a commercial building, for example, and we've had some where maybe it hasn't been utilized for a commercial building for a while, or maybe it's one type of commercial use. Now they want to use it for this commercial use. It's somewhat, at times, it's been somewhat of a judgment call as to when does it require a Division III permit, when does it not?
It's pretty well spelled out in our code. The uses, of course, there's some we don't have covered in there, but it's pretty well. When you give them, it lists a whole bunch of uses that you can use for something that's commercial, and most of the time it will catch it. I think that could be handled if it became a problem with just a slight modification of the existing rules myself.
Who requested you to do that when you were coming in?
The County Commission at that time. And I mean that.
I understand the reasoning why they were looking that way. But we're not near as much danger of losing our planning and zoning now as we was at one time. The heat is off.
For
basically,
now.
I know I'm not all of it. I understand that. I'm not sitting in your desk every day, but there's not. You ain't seen no heat. Not well, here.
It'd be hard to imagine the county without it. I mean, you could just do anything you wanted to anywhere you wanted to if you didn't have planning and zoning.
You know what? It's still a lot of counties that don't have it.
There are a lot of counties that don't have planning and zoning.
More rural, though, right?
Really, I think in the state of Missouri, there's 13 counties that have planning and zoning.
Shannon County, I can almost name you all of them.
And there's 100 some odd counties.
113 in there?
Something like that. So there's approximately 100 or so that don't have any form of planning and zoning. But I guess
14?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay, I've closed.
I guess as much as anything.
No.
And so, like I said, I didn't know. I just didn't know what the feel of the group was as far as.
I think we'd need a more detailed explanation of what we'd be doing than just sitting here talking about it. We need something on paper that actually would spell out the difference between the way we're doing it now and going to a traditional. The benefits and the good, the bad.
Well, and I mean, I could really put together something if the group would like to, just in general terms, some of the general, differences between, between the two.
What do you have in Christian County, basically?
We started out with this same form.
But you changed over at one time, didn't you?
And we changed over to a more traditional form.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and there is some similarity between Christian and Taney, because you have some pretty rural areas in Christian County, too.
Now,
they still do what they want to down there.
The most, of course, when it got most heated was when it got down to the actual map. because there were a lot of concerns about somebody...
Who and where?
Somebody putting a color on somebody's property. Mm-hmm. But in most instances, the biggest concerns we got were from the agricultural community, from the from the farmers. But in all honesty, when you were able to sit down with them and basically say, well, right now you're viewed essentially as agricultural. Under this traditional form of zoning, you'll be viewed as agricultural. We've just indicated it, basically shown it on a map.
And that will be the,
with the color.
Be the same thing here in Taney County as agricultural.
But
people will come unwound.
But that's it. It literally almost took sitting down with people one-on-one to show them how it affected their properties individually. You know, how is this going to affect me? How does you've colored my property a certain color? You know, you've shown it a certain way. Because like I said, the statute really calls out for us to have zoning districts. And so, I mean, we do have zoning districts right now. It's the Western and the Eastern. And that's really the reason they've got the scoring system.
Where's the line on that? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, no.
I never did understand exactly where the line was between Western and Eastern. You don't have to do it now.
Yeah,
ahead.
I don't know that I brought the...
I'll get it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, I was going to say it's moved a little bit.
Well, it's Lakeshore, but up the upper end, it's kind of went toward the west for some reason.
It's not where the commission districts are then. That's not the line.
Well, it is now. The Planning Commission...
Okay, yeah, I know.
Made that recommendation, and the County Commission did agree to adopt that amendment today. They didn't take action on the nightly rental proposal. They've scheduled a second meeting for February 25th to talk about that.
They canceled that two or three, four more times, and it won't even be relevant then. It'll all be past us.
I think we're going to see more of
them. Well, we're going to see some more, but it's not going to be the basic issue that it is now. I don't think. It might be due to internet renting and stuff like that.
I think that gives people a lot more.
You're probably more learning
a lot more exposure.
Yeah.
At no cost.
Mm-hmm.
To the property owner.
I think you see that nightly rental for another year. Pretty strong.
I think it'll be more.
That's a possibility. Possibility, but I still think it'll fade out some. But I never was wrong before, but I could be.
it's still coming off pretty strong right now. Still getting a lot of calls.
The only thing
it's actually a good business venture. You get a piece of property, and you're going to get
if it's in the right location.
Yeah.
It's just like today.
Uh-huh.
We have voted on several of them, and some in areas that are okay for it, and some are just not okay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a decision that I think that a commission ought to make. And they ought to narrow it down to what those are.
That gets so hard to do. You can't write a rule that fits everything.
Everybody. That's when you need to make...
And people say, well, we need more regulations and more rules so we can protect people. And I've never seen it protect anybody yet. It just hurts people that get caught out there that have no knowledge of what's going on, and they get bit
right
by it. But if you want to look at traditional zoning, I mean, if you've ever studied or watched anything about the growth in the city of Springfield, it operates strictly on a traditional zoning format, don't you think, Bob?
Yeah.
Well, they're having that big discussion now about the new Walmart market.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Right in the middle of the neighborhood. But there's some other stores in that neighborhood, so that's going to be a hard one to...
I drove by it specifically just to look at it two or three days ago.
Did you?
Yeah, because things interest me like that.
And isn't there a commercial?
They want to put it
right
where that church is. Yeah, there's commercial all around it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard not to okay that.
It's like everything.
Oh, exactly.
We need it, but not in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
that's what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, and you're exactly right. I mean, out of the state of Missouri, there's like 13, 14 counties that have planning and zoning. We're the only county left that has a performance-based system that I'm aware of. I think.
Well, I didn't have me to argue about it.
Well, now, I'm not saying that's necessarily good or bad, but I just want to make you aware.
I've told you before, I've won a few and I've lost a few, and no. I'll live with it either way.
What is exactly the direction we should take if we're going to approve this or stay the way we are?
Well, I mean, basically.
Well, the performance base is where you're numbering it, just like we're seeing now.
Exactly.
And that's away with that.
That's really why it's referred to as a performance-based system. Yeah. Is because we're scoring the projects, and there's a scoring system that's utilized to supposedly help determine.
Yeah, would we and get the scoring rid of system is supposed to eliminate the good old boys on the commission that's got a buddy that wants a job done and they don't get it because it has to do the score. But we ignore the scores.
Yeah.
Or I do.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. You know,
everyone that comes.
None of them's ever positive.
I know Bonita. No. I've heard her feelings. I'm sorry, Bonita. I apologize.
I think I've seen one that had a plus one on it.
Yeah.
Negative 15.
I mean, you know,
39
give me a break. Cover, got screen container, rooftop container, so you know. And, now,
would,
and all,
I mean, would we do away with that scoring system if we went to traditional?
Well, and I mean, there are different ways it can be approached, to be honest with you. I guess a lot of it depends on how many things the commission decides it wants to be a conditional use. Where, and I'll give you an example, I mean, if you said something zoned C2 commercial, but you said this use is only allowed conditionally, that use still requires a conditional use permit. So it still requires, essentially, like a Division 3, like a special use permit now. And so a lot of it just depends on how we want to set it up. Now, I mean, honestly.
Back up and explain that again on it
later. Sorry. Well, let me. Okay. Well, I mean, just to throw it out there, normally, seeing I've got a draft set of regulations, but I'm...
What would you do in the case of that chiropractor bill?
And I guess that's what I'm saying is it depends on how the commission wants to approach this, honestly.
So we can still say that's good the way it is, or we can say it's not if you go to this other.
Not if it's on the highway. And
well,
it matches some of its conditions, right?
Yeah.
It depends on how we set it up. I mean, what you normally see is there'll be a certain number of let's say we decide this piece of property is zoned C2 commercial. Which I mean, if we use your specific example, I mean that one probably would have been residential because if we based it on
surroundings.
Well, if we based it on the use at the time, it was used as a house.
Yeah.
So he would have had to have rezoned the property commercial.
Even though it was right on the highway.
Even though it was right on the highway. Because I've always been told that the initial map has to be based on the use of the property, basically. So that first zoning map, you can't just rezone somebody's property. You're putting a designation on what exists. So if it's starts out and it's a business, it's going to have a commercial designation. If it started out and it was a residence, it would have a residential designation. Then when they sought a commercial use, they would have to rezone it. So they'd have to come through basically the Division 3 process, essentially. It just wouldn't be called a Division 3 process.
So that would be the same way with the daycare on 160.
The main thing
that
would
be pretty much the same thing as this out here.
The main thing that would be different is it would be indicated on a map, and so normally what you see anymore is you have the ability just to put this into the GIS system, like into that beacon, where you could physically go in, you could go online and pull up a piece of property and tell that it was zoned C2 or C1 or residential or ag or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Well, that's not going to change our end of it so much.
Not a great deal, really. I mean, honestly,
change the way you word it.
The verbiage will change quite a bit.
And you're talking about the permit.
And probably the biggest change is it's indicated on a map. It's shown on a map. So when something is rezoned, that zoning map gets amended. And so literally, you know, using your example, if that was residential.
What's this going to do to the taxpayer?
And that's the biggest thing to explain.
Exactly.
Even though your color has changed on your property and it, I mean,
the use of it.
The use could be used for something else. It's still taxed the same as what it's used for.
Exactly.
But your commercial is not taxed until it is actually used as commercial. It can be zoned commercial, but the tax won't be no different.
So if you have a vacant piece of property.
Well, that's not going to change either until you're.
Exactly.
So commercial to make money.
Yeah. Well, and kind of the same thing now. If you had a vacant piece of property and you sought a Division 3 permit for a restaurant, they're not going to tax you for the restaurant until you actually build the restaurant. So that part's really not going to change.
Yeah.
On agricultural, which with our code being as it is now, agricultural is basically exempt as the forerunners of this system put in. Would that change agriculturally on controls on agricultural property?
I don't plan on ever touching ag.
That sounds like a man that didn't just wake up this morning.
there's too much in state law that exempts agricultural uses. I had a terrible previous experience with animal regulations. And so I'm not ever going to propose, I don't plan to propose anything that would regulate agricultural uses. Mm-hmm. Basically, you just designate it on a map as ag, but they're still handled the same way.
Yeah, and I'd be absent that night.
Exactly. I would be too.
That's what you would have to do. Because there's almost every farmer, not every farmer, but there's a lot of big properties, agriculture, that are on the main highway.
Yeah, there are.
And that's
why really this first zoning map has to be based on the
use of the
property at the time you put together the zoning map. Another thing we built in Christian County is we knew that there would be some errors in that first map. And so we gave people a year from the date the county commission adopted the map to basically come in and say, you made a mistake on this. They still had to come through a public process, but the county actually picked up any fees because we thought, well, if we made a mistake, we don't feel like they should have to pay for it. Exactly.
If they map it the wrong
because if you miss something, it's going to be on the map. If you happen to miss a small business or whatever the case may be.
The county should pick up that that's not the homeowner's fault.
Yeah.
The Christian County got into the thing on the 5 acres and everything. That's what everybody wanted up there was 5 acres with a house on it and a horse on it. No, seriously.
No, I know.
And it became a nightmare. And I mean, you can just overwhelm yourself with enforcement.
And see, we will.
You
not
get
have
more than you can say grace over.
But we won't have any enforcement.
Well, we don't. But I mean, the county, it falls back that at some point there has to be somebody that has to be responsible.
You mean
enough people? It's going to have to be policed by the.
Not here. Government. No, but it. I mean, it's just like now.
Right back in Bob's
On buffering, we require buffering and watch this and that. I just absolutely dare you to go back and look at the projects in the last few years and see what buffering's in place and what buffering is not in place. They say, we're tired of looking at that brush. Let's mow that down and get it growing some grass. And it's not there. It just goes away. And there's no enforcement on it. You just... It's a hassle any way you go about
it. It is. So
I think we'll do away with it.
The buffering, the buffering you're talking about?
Planning and zoning.
Oh.
No.
I'd look at the kids. I don't understand that anyway.
What are they going to do, eat me?
But...
get some pills for your nerves. Well, I listened to supposedly a very learned speaker on planning and zoning, because when I got into it, I got into it, and I went to other meetings and went to other seminars and stuff like that. And one of the most respected, I can't remember his name now, I can't remember names like we say,
oh, exactly.
But I do remember his speech and everything. And he gave this big, long speech and talked about planning and zoning. And when he got done, he says, the best planning and zoning is no planning and zoning if people could get along.
Yeah, well,
yeah. And that is probably true. I mean, that's...
well, that's what he thought the truth was.
But that it will help.
And he had a PhD in zoning. That pile higher and deeper.
I understand.
Okay, where are we leaving this now? Are you going to bring us something that shows us the advantages and disadvantages and
the difference?
Well, yeah.
I think I really could. Yeah, I mean, I think...
The difference.
I think I could point out some key differences.
Nothing this big. But
no, exactly. I understand. Just kind of a synopsis of...
Correct.
Yeah, but not a problem.
But that, yeah, we'll look at it.
Do we need that? Do we need that?
I'm not really.
Well, if we want to really look at the differences, which I think we need to if we're going to have to vote on something, we need to know really what the differences are.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And I'd like to see the difference.
Bob is very learned at it, but we're not.
Right. And if we do this and we say, okay, we're going to traditional, the process would be we send it to the county commission, correct? And then they are the ones that would okay it or not.
They'd make
okay
the decision.
Yeah.
Well, and the reason for that, I mean, just to explain, per the statutes that govern planning and zoning, even the statutes that we're under, anytime the zoning districts are amended, it requires a recommendation from the planning commission and a vote of the county commission. The reason the county commission doesn't vote currently is we don't amend the districts, because we've just got a western district and an eastern district. And so whenever a decision's made on a Division 3 permit, we're not actually amending those two districts, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at how the statute's written,
what does our learned legal counsel say about, if you're going to go for this different type of zoning and planning and stuff like that, on whether this would require a vote of the people?
Now, they feel that it wouldn't. And I'll just tell you their reasoning. Their reasoning is that we have two districts now and that we're essentially amending the districts, that it calls for districts.
But to put planning and zoning in, it was voted on three times here in Taney County, and I voted against it all three times, and the fourth time it went through. But then we couldn't have one district, and now we've had a change, and now we have two districts, and you still don't have the people involved. You're not telling me that some bright-eyed lawyer is not going to catch that if they want to play ball.
And like I said, I mean, all I know is the statute calls for...
I could be wrong.
it calls for districts.
Of course, everybody, I mean, I grew up under a different time and frame, and we used to live by the regulations put out basically by the Hancock Amendment, and that's being ignored daily now, not only in this county, but others. They yep. found ways to get around it, and lawyers that think it's not pertinent anymore.
The way it's actually worded, it just says for any and all of the purposes of Section 64850, the unincorporated territory may be divided into districts of such shape, such number, shape, and area as may be deemed best suited to carry out the purpose of Section 64.845 to 64880, and shall be shown upon the county commission zoning plan. And so it really just calls out for...
Well, I'm not questioning the district so much as I am questioning the changing of the type of zoning.
And I don't disagree. Yeah, I really don't.
You know,
but it was the attorney's opinion that we were basically going from two districts to whatever number of districts that are chosen. Now, of course, like you said, I'm sure there'll be somebody else with another opinion on that.
I've got a question. If we change, say, number of districts, basically you're using the political districts, east and west, as two districts right now, right?
And the only reason is that's because the code book looks at those two districts as the two zoning districts.
Would we change districts as the... As I represent a township, would that be a district?
How?
You draw it on a map and just say this is a district. And
well, how are you going to divide it? How are you going to divide it? That would be a first question of mine.
Like agriculture.
Well, that's where I'm saying
three
that.
Types of districts, basically. Really, you'll either have agriculture, commercial, or residential, right?
Is that
exactly?
What,
yes. Exactly.
That's the way I understand it.
And so,
you could have one district right next to another, or one in the middle, like the housing all around, and then we've got a chiropractor in the middle that's commercial.
Or a storage facility.
Or a storage facility.
We got a farmer between Gazoo Junction and Taylorville, and then you got farms right. between our roads.
That's exactly right. But on the highway, those farms, if the man wanted to, he can get it changed to commercial.
But there's industrial over there, too. I believe I remember a sawmill or two.
A lot of it is, I mean, hopefully the Planning Commission would still be looking at a lot of the same things.
We would still be looking at the same things. It'd just be
is that
for Bob to make a decision.
Is that compatible?
Yeah, that's what I was.
Is a commercial use compatible, you know, is with the area? Yeah, is it compatible with the...
existing use.
Exactly.
That's it.
So, I mean, a lot of the decisions are still the same decisions.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's still be a lot of them.
It's
that's all right. Put it together and convince me.
Bob, why do we need to change? Is it because Green County and Mason County has?
And this is just a personal thing for me. I feel like it gives a greater level of predictability for developers that are coming in, for the real estate professionals, for appraisers. I feel like it gives, it's something literally where if somebody wanted to go to the website, they could see how a specific piece of property was owned.
Is it not going to change nothing for us, like me and Randy, for them?
No.
Tax-wise, it would not.
No. Well, and as far as the regulations, it's not either, because there's really not anybody...
Well, if we want to take 5 acres out of our park... Sorry about that.
Oh, that's right. Well, and...
Like Randy got west and good old Douglas County, most of it is in Iowa.
Well, in the subdivision...
So if you took 5 acres out of that and wanted to make it commercial way out there, this is Bradwood.
I mean, really, it'd be just like now. Anybody could request.
Well, now, you can go to traditional zoning and still have livestock.
Request it.
Like chickens in Springfield. You can't have roosters, but you can have chickens.
It may or may not be approved. Do you remember all that? Whether or not it's reasonable or compatible, or it's not going
to
be that much.
Well, it has to be decided upon.
Really?
By the presiding body that's in charge of all that. In other words, we'd have to vote whether you could have a hog or not.
So how small of acreage could you consider agriculture?
I've been through that, too. One of our former prosecuting attorneys here pointed out that you could have a ladybug farm. Which is a viable agricultural endeavor. I told him I specialized in seed ticks and sawbrush.
I raised greenbriars.
There you go.
And there's always going to be judgment calls, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter what form of zoning you have, there's always
acreage is a big thing. That's going to be a big thing to everybody.
Yep, but you can't establish an acreage that's going to fit all the deals any more than we can with this type of zoning.
No. You can't. You can't ever, no matter what form of zoning you have or what regulations you have, you can't cover every scenario either. There's always some scenario that doesn't quite fit.
And you can pass new rules and you still can't cover it all.
Exactly.
But you're saying no, that's going to change anyway.
Well, like as far as, just like with agricultural, for example, I can't foresee ever, agricultural uses would still be exempt. You know, basically, a guy wants to have however many head of cattle or, you know, whatever the case may be.
So what are you proposing as far as changing a 10-acre house lot or acreage and agricultural that's got 10 acres that's marked agricultural now? Is it still going to be agricultural? I mean, that's where the size is going to come into play, I think.
And really, a lot of times, of course, when you've got a farm, you've got a house on it too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it still allows a residence in an agricultural zone.
Well, on your 10 acres?
No, not particularly.
Well, they took 120 acres and busted it up, made 12 10-acre lots out of it, and they had to make it a subdivision.
Yeah, see, now that's where this is going to come into it. I mean, you can't do that, I don't think. Like you said, you got to come up with an acreage somewhere, but that's a perfect example.
It is a very good example. I know I got mad and all get out about that little deal.
Well, we can make it as small as like a sewer. You know, we need 3 acres for a sewer or whatever that number is today.
And I think that's the thing.
Ain't there something in the code now about acreage?
I think there is. Basically, the minimum acreage, for example, if it's on sewer, is 8,000 square feet. And then if it's on septic, it's 2 acres. But then, of course, you get into grandfathered lots.
All this grandfathered stuff. You know. About these guys that put these subdivisions in, and they put these 100 by 40s.
Exactly. So,
we don't want something like Stone County has now with the septic. You know what I mean? That really gets.
Bad. Of course not. I'll agree with that.
That's something we really got to be careful of.
I've been in the septic business for a long time, right. And I don't want to contaminate the rest of Taney County. I certainly don't.
I think we've got too many rules and regulations right now. I'll agree with Dave 100% on everything he said so far.
I'll buy you coffee later.
I don't feel like it needs to be changed.
But you know what? We don't want to be narrow-minded about it. Let's look at this. I mean, I think we should look.
Definition of each and comparables and differences. I mean, don't write a book like.
Yeah.
But you, I don't want to be so narrow-minded. If you can show me something that's definitely better and I think's better, why, I've changed my mind once.
The better thing that I can see about it is it gives Dave or Bob a good inclination what it is and what it can be.
Well, and I mean, really, that's the thing, too, is this group has a lot to say about how this is set up, even if we do propose something different as far as...
And that comes down to whether all of us on this committee, we want to spend the time and the volunteer time and the effort to hammer this whole thing out.
Yeah.
And that's true, too.
And that gets, the seats will start coming up empty.
Yeah.
Well, I need to be here. I need to go to a ball game would be my excuse. Right.
Plus the workload that's going to put on your staff. Well, anyway, bring in something that shows us, you know, that this is a really good idea or, oh, well.
But, no, I don't want to be sitting there, man. I won't listen. I'll listen. But, I think basically over the years, commission has done a good job. I really do. I've been on it a lot of years, and I was off of it for a while.
Too.
And it still did a good job. Believe it or not, it survived without me. But, you know, we kind of walk a fine line. We want to be business friendly. We want to be where people can do things with their property.
Exactly.
And we want them to be able to grow, and we want our county to grow and do better. But on the other hand, we don't want to hurt the neighbors next door. And we walk a fine line, and we're going to step on some toes walking down that line. I don't care which way you vote.
And you're exactly right. I mean, you're exactly right.
But as long as we have a good commission and interested in the well-being of the county and everything,
anything will work.
I feel like this will work, but I'll look at the other one.
Well, the thing is about the other one, it still, we have the flexibility of doing as we feel.
Mm-hmm. And you really do. I mean, it can be.
I've got one more question. And now, in case we don't change, we stay with what we're going, can we change this point system or however we rate this to where it better?
That decision's above us, Randy.
Oh,
they're not
going to
do that. Sorry.
They're not going to do it.
They're not going to do it.
Never mind.
If I got a vote on it, we can talk about it, but I don't my dog's not that fast.
Let me throw out this scenario to you. Okay, so if we go to this traditional, say this is on the map as commercial. Somebody comes in here, and they say, well, look, it's commercial here. And they want a Notley rental right there. I mean, we'd almost have to approve it, wouldn't we?
It depends on how we set it up again, and that's the thing that's tough, because you could say, well, Knightley Rental requires a conditional use permit no matter what district it's in, if the planning commission wants to see it that way, and then every time we have a Knightley Rental,
that would be one of the businesses that just wouldn't be on that list. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. That would be
out of your list of businesses, you know, can have a dime store, you can have a feed store, you can have anything on this piece of commercial property, but Knightley Rental wouldn't be on that list.
Well, and I've put together, I mean, I've got a draft set of regulations.
There could be one little commercial lot in the middle of a whole subdivision, and everybody's against it because that's commercial, and if we put that on the list that they can approve, pretty well.
And we basically vote it down, saying it's not compatible, just like we do now.
Well, I mean, you generally
seriously.
I mean, right.
Well, you'd have to be very narrow on your list that would interchange from one thing to the other.
Right.
Well, and I'm not at a point where I want to present this publicly.
Well, you better flip that off.
Yeah, but I just want to
can't keep my mouth shut.
Well, I just want to show you an example, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of what I put together was, it just was in a chart form, and basically it would say, well, this use is either permitted or it's got to be approved conditionally. And so if it had a C and it had to be approved conditionally, then it would still have to have a conditional use permit. And that's the other thing that's open. We could, as a group, the group can decide what's just permitted and what really needs to have a conditional use permit, and that can be amended.
But I guess my point is that if you don't read the book and all the rules and everything, and you sit on this committee, it wouldn't change the way you vote unless if you didn't read, you wouldn't know which one it was to begin with. It's my way of thinking, other than there'd be a few words said to this way or that way, but it's still, you still have to make a vote, and there's things that are, that are how you feel about the project. And how
I agree with you. I mean, I agree. Well, and it's still going to be really looking at the project. Is the project compatible? And you're still looking at a lot of the same things, either way, honestly.
And you have people come in here, they'll fill the house on some things some night. People fear change.
They do.
The scariest thing in the world for people is change. You know, and sometimes it'll make, you know, well, what's it going to do to my property values? There's lots of times it's going to jack them up a little bit, you know, and sometimes it does hurt it. But people are very nervous about change. They want to go with the status quo in most cases. And another thing you were talking about, I want to bring it up before I forget about it. You was talking about a master plan and stuff like that. Are we talking? I can't see the commission doing it, but are we talking about getting any other people to work on this and spending? Is there any funding going to be in place for this other than through your office?
And that's yet to be seen, too.
Okay,
I mean,
probably not. The way our economy is right now.
I mean, my original hope was to do it in house.
Yeah. Well, we started out before to do it in house, but it didn't. Diane May and the students from University of Missouri State did it, and I think we spent about $400,000.
Yeah.
I say we loosely. I'm using the word loosely. The county did. It didn't cost me anything particularly.
Could you put that example into your...
Oh, yeah. And it's just an example. And I guess the thing I'm concerned about is somebody getting hung up on the specifics of, well, I don't like that use is conditional, or I don't like that... And I think that's... If we make this transition, I mean, I think some of those are the decisions that...
That
the Planning Commission has to make. You know, what do we see as being just allowed or conditional or. But I liked the fact in that one set of regulations. I just thought it made it easy with it being in a chart form, where literally you could just go through find a use.
Yeah.
And it's.
Absolutely.
Okay, what else we got to do tonight?
Well, I did have a question about maybe, and we talked about it earlier, about parking spots for the nightly rental. 1.5 per bedroom or whatever our number is. Is that sufficient?
I don't think so.
I think we need to increase that because there's a possibility we put a limit of people. They could be 8 different people in that home.
They could all drive.
Could be related.
They could all drive.
Might get along, but.
Well, and I was anticipating your question here,
so I
wanted to put together. This is the current one. The current one is calling for the 1.5 spaces per 2-bedroom dwelling. With a half space added for a lockout bedroom and a half space added for each additional bedroom. This is what the Planning Commission recommended to the County Commission for adoption. I don't know if there'll be action taken on that or not taken on that, but it's calling for, I couldn't remember how we'd worded it, it's calling for 1 for each 2 people of occupancy. But I didn't know. I mean, I'm open to whatever direction the...
Well, that's closer to what it needs to be.
Yeah.
But that is what's in the...
When it changes from a regular residence to a nightly rental.
Well, this is the proposal that was sent to the County Commission, but they have not adopted it at this point.
You sent this one to them?
Yeah. The top one is what's in the code book now.
Right.
The bottom one is what the Planning Commission went through and recommended in December. But I just wanted to have something where it put them side by side.
Yeah.
I just thought that'd be easier to...
And we don't have anything for the RV parking below as far as any change. Will it still be the adequate RV parking may be required for larger projects?
I don't know if we addressed
it. We left that out, it looks like.
Yeah. I mean, we can always add to it. I mean, if we want to...
I think we'd be lucky if they
Now that's,
you know.
Yeah. I have a question. What about, you're talking about the handicap spaces. Handicap spaces are designated for businesses by county or state, or who designates that?
That's regulated by federal, isn't it?
Is it federal, or is that what it is?
And I hate to admit this, but the handicapped reg that I pulled out here is already in another area in the code book. Yeah. I just inserted it into the nightly rental proposal.
Okay.
I think something ought to be in there about RV parking and trailer parking, and I mean, there's
boat parking.
Well, you might as well not put it in if you say appropriately situated parking spaces for handicapped.
Right. I'd kick that out.
That comes back to opinion.
I agree.
How many people are going to come to a nightly rental and got a big bass boat behind them?
Every one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, that's right.
According to the way we got it wrote there.
How are you going to stop them from parking on private property wherever they want to?
Mm-hmm. And that's
here
true
we go
too.
Again. That's up
There's
to
another
the,
one.
That's up to the neighbor to call somebody.
Yeah.
See, there's no way to police that.
I mean, they think I've got a motel in my house just because my own vehicle's parked around
there. Yep.
How many cars?
I think it's a car lot.
How many cars does that guy have?
And every one of them's got a license and a tag on
it.
Well, you do drive two at a time at that?
No, they're not real new. And if one won't run, another will. You just kind of, you know, you got a lottery system.
What is the purpose of this now?
Well, it's a lot closer to what it ought to be, don't you think?
I thought that there was going to be somebody here from the public tonight, and I just wanted to fill the commission in on the a little
Has
bit more of the situation.
On this or something?
She's got a question about it because she wants to quit or doesn't want to be responsible for it. So I kind of read it.
And I don't want to get into all the particulars of the situation. I get leery about talking about a specific case, but just I won't say the name necessarily, but you've got but basically it's an it was an application that was approved in 2006. It's a condominium type. It was originally a resort. It's got condominium style ownership, and it's got some nightly rental, quite a few nightly rentals in it. And when it was approved with a condition that there would be an on-site manager. Well, now there is a debate between the current on-site manager and the individual condo owners as to what the definition is for on-site manager, because there's not a definition in our code book for on-site management. One of the concerns I have is now we've amended these nightly rental regs and we're just calling for a manager within either Taney County or one of the adjoining counties.
20 miles, I think.
20 miles.
But then her application goes back to 2006. I think these individual condo owners were considering the possibility of hiring a different on-site manager. And this person felt that since essentially they were on-site and it was approved requiring an on-site manager, that we needed to somehow spell out that was the person to be the on-site manager. And essentially what I tried to say to both of them in a memo is, I feel like the Planning Commission, when it was approved, just wanted somebody there to take care of any problems, but we can't really specify who's going to rent out the properties, who's going to, what they're paid, what their qualifications are, who they are. And I feel like both parties kind of wanted us to spell that out, and I was concerned that potentially we would end up in the middle of some potential litigation. And so,
just tell it you present it to the commission, and there'll be a forthcoming decision on it.
But But I didn't want to get into all the particulars because, like I said, I get leery since that particular case isn't on the agenda.
Well, most condo complexes with Nike rental normally have an on-site management company do the deal and do it for everybody.
Well, they have an association and they appoint somebody to be there.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you didn't, each nightly rental, if it was a condo owned by an individual, would be have their own on-site manager. Well, how are they going to do that? You know.
And I think that's some issues they're having, as well as I think some of these folks are renting them individually.
I'm sure they are.
And then the on-site manager's not knowing who's coming and going. So there's some concerns, I think, on both sides.
Yeah.
But I really didn't know. I felt like a lot of the concerns were civil concerns, personally. And I was just real leery about jumping too far into the middle of that. Personally, I mean, I was just very. They wanted us to really nail down what we were saying in that specific.
I like that show with Burt Reynolds and Dolly Parton, and that old senator in there. You got to learn how to sidestep. What did I do?
but that's what that one boils down to, is both sides wanted a more definitive definition of on-site management, but they wanted it for a specific decision of record. And that really concerned me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, any old or new business? I guess we just discussed it.
I really didn't have any other items unless.
Do you think this person, let's see, now, next is not a public hearing next time, though, it just does, right? You ought to want a public hearing, too. Okay. Do you think this person will be back next week? Or?
I really don't know. They had indicated they'd be here tonight, but. Okay.
And next week will not be a meeting for public input.
Yes, there's public hearing on it. No deal. On the agenda. No, it doesn't. It says regular meeting. Excuse me. I was looking at the wrong one. You're right, David. Nobody can say anything next week, so too late.
You take concepts? You don't even take concepts, do we?
Well,
we'd
kind of discussed it,
yeah,
and the decision was
you don't have any concepts set up. Okay.
So really, yeah. We don't have anything to talk about the next meeting.
Well, and I guess that's the thing I was going to ask, too, is I didn't know.
I'll make a motion to not have the next meeting.
Okay. I second it. Of course, well, yeah,
suits me.
I mean, there's no reason to come over here unless the county.
You got to have it. You already have it.
You got to have it.
Probably better. Yeah. Just to.
Okay. Well, we'll look at this.
Are you going to have it come first?
Okay.
Rick. Next week we'll be out here at 6:05.
Well. Unless the commission votes on something, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot to talk about now. Because they're not going to, what, they've got to schedule the 24th?
Yeah, I think the 25th, yeah. 25th.
Well, roll off of that.
We'll take a look at this. Tradition.
Roll off what?
You won't have that ready. There'll be a lot of thank you for that.
My backup sensors didn't catch that.
That'd be an ugly ride.
Oh, wait, oh
yeah, that wouldn't. Yeah, that wouldn't be.
I could hold for 15 minutes, sir.
Okay.
You do not feel that you would have any kind of traditional zoning thing put together. I mean, a week's not a very long time to do that.
Yeah, he's been working
he's
on it.
Pretty on top of it.
Well,
yeah,
he's only been I, hate, for I hate to admit it. I mean, I'm.
He's already got it ready. I'm
fairly close to actually having a draft set of regulations. I mean, I really am. I'm just. And not to throw an excuse out there,
we're not really concerned about the regulations as much as we are the comparisons.
I've spent so much time on the flood buyout that, but I mean, I could try to put together, and of course, like I said, that's the thing that's a little bit tough, is it's going to vary somewhat depending on how this group wants to put it together.
I think we'll spend some time discussing it and get everybody more familiar with it. That's something we could do.
You've got something put in front of us.
If you've got something as simple as that contractor deal or the tiny or Canadian mail deal on paper where it shows actually what, I think we can look at it and see it.
If I wasn't on a restricted diet, Rick could make a cake and we'd do it.
The commission brought it up with me initially. Now, of course, we've got one new commissioner, and I've not spoken with him at any length. But, I mean, when I was initially hired, the commission brought it up with me.
Well, I don't doubt that.
Who was there then?
Basically the same.
Only
one difference. Yeah.
Western judge has been different. Not mentioning no name.
Wow.
We're done.
It would be one or two. You
make a motion
to adjourn. I make a motion to adjourn.
Meeting adjourned.
You can get a second, but I'll second.